SOP 148, Fred Castaneda from The Struggling Entrepreneur is going to compare the Audio-Technica 2020, both the XLR and the USB version, to a Zoom H2 and an MXL 007, and he's bringing a last 5 and 5 on today's School of Podcasting's morning announcements.
It's the School of Podcasting's morning announcements. Here's Dave Jackson.
Hey, thanks for tuning in. This is where we talk about all things podcasting, from planning your podcast to promoting it to producing it, all points in between. I'm your personal podcast coach, Dave Jackson, saying thanks for tuning in. And if you're a regular listener and you're like, Dave, where was last week's show? It's actually on my server, ready to go. What it is I was interviewed by a media class at The Ohio State University, and I thought it was for their podcast, and apparently it wasn't. And so I said, well, can I put this on my podcast? And I'm waiting for a waiver for them to say, yeah, go ahead, you're free to use it, because I had some students involved, so I got to get their permission. So all of a sudden I was like, oops. So that would be my tip for today. Never assume that you have people's permission. And I just figured it was going out on a podcast, blah, blah, blah. And I should have said that up front. Hey, I'm going to use this audio for my podcast, and I did not. But today we've got a guest host, Fred, from six different podcasts, Gain Control of Your Day, Struggling Entrepreneur Podcast. Now, this podcast you might want to go over and subscribe to. They're all good. But this one, Fred is going out to the New Media Expo, as many of you are. I am not. I am still, unfortunately, in school. And I'll put it this way. I now know how Brett Favre felt when he wanted to unretire. I seriously want to go to the New Media Expo. All my friends are going to be there. Paul Culligan's going to be there. It's going to be very weird not sitting around chatting with Paul Culligan at the New Media Expo this year. That was kind of a normal thing for the ones I've gone to, and hanging out with Marcus Couch from the Scene Zine. I don't know. I'm going to miss you guys. Anyway, so Fred, on the other hand, at strugglingentrepreneur.com, is going to be putting out regular updates from the expo. So if you want to know what's going on, go over to strugglingentrepreneur.com. And, you know what? I'm just going to let Fred... What Fred is going to do is he's going to do some microphone reviews. There's a new microphone out. I'm using the Audio-Technica... What am I using today? I'm using the 3035, but there's an Audio-Technica 2020 microphone that really... It's a $99 microphone. This one is about, I think, $200, if not $250. And so it's a little more expensive, but the 2020 is a great microphone for the price. And they've just come out with a USB version of it. And so Fred is going to compare it. So with that, without further ado, I will turn it over to Fred. Thank you very much. And for links to all of Fred's podcasts, go out to our show notes at shownotes.schoolofpodcasting.com. Our website is schoolofpodcasting.com, and our email is schoolofpodcasting@gmail.com. And you can call in your comments 888-563-3228. So yes, like I said, without further ado, here is Fred.
Welcome, and this is Fred Castaneda from The Struggling Entrepreneur, Gain Control of Your Day, the Combat Infantryman's Badge podcast, as well as Jungle Warriors podcast, and Arriba podcast. Yes, I've got, and don't forget to mention What's New on IBM TV. I do all those six podcasts. And as a favor to Dave Jackson, I've ordered the AT, that is the Audio-Technica 2020 USB mic. I wanted to compare that to the Audio-Technica 2020 condenser mic. That's the one that is XLR connected to a Behringer 802 mixer and requires phantom power. Now, I'm here in my home studio, and what I'm doing is I'm recording on the natural two condenser microphones that are on the front of the Zoom H2 portable recorder from Samson. This is recording in native mode as if I were recording a portable type of interview or some portable content. The audio recording is in this mode. It is basically standing behind my pop filter, and I'm about 4 inches away from the condenser mics, speaking in my normal tone. What we're going to do here is we're going to go from microphone to microphone, giving you a sample of what it sounds like. The interesting thing will be to compare the Zoom H2 natural condenser microphones in portable mode with the Zoom H2 interface, that is the audio interface, going into Audacity directly through my personal computer by using the microphones of the Zoom H2 without having to go and record it on the high-capacity SD card and transfer it over as a WAV file. We'll go straight into Audacity so you can get a combination of what the microphones sound like on the Zoom H2. Then we'll also have for you the MXL 007 USB condenser microphone. We're going to test that one out and give you a sample. And then we'll go to the Audio-Technica 2020, and this will be the dueling Audio-Technica 2020 microphones. The first one will be the Audio-Technica 2020 studio mic condenser microphone with Phantom Power XLR jacks required going through a Behringer 802 mixer directly into Audacity. Now, I do have a Griffin iMic that's placed there, and that's just part of the configuration. Then, last but not least, we'll take the Audio-Technica 2020 USB connectivity microphone that does not require Phantom Power, and we'll compare all of these. Hopefully, the experience is going to be apples to apples, except for the Griffin iMic on the AT2020 through the mixer. So with that, let's finish this wrap-up. This introduction is brought to you by the Natural 2 condenser microphones that are at the front of the Zoom H2 portable recorder. Let's now try the Zoom H2 portable recorder, but let's try it as an audio interface using the microphones to get into Audacity directly. Normally what I would do is if I recorded it this way as a portable mode, the recording is going to be at 44.1 kilohertz into the and be recorded and captured as a WAV file, 24-bit, into the high-capacity SD card that's in my Zoom H2. I have a 16-gig capacity card, which is good for over 7 hours of WAV file formatting and recording. So we're going to go from here to using it just as a microphone directly into, as an interface directly into Audacity, and we'll record there, test that, and then from there, we'll go to the MXL 007, and then finally the two AT2020 microphones. Be right back. Hi, this is Fred Castaneda speaking, and I'm about 4 inches away from the microphone. I'm using the Zoom H2 interface, and I'm speaking directly into the microphones and piping it through into my computer's, my personal computer system, and recording directly into Audacity. So I'm using the Zoom H2 as basically a microphone to go directly into Audacity if I wanted to, not saving anything on the high-capacity SD card that's located inside the Zoom H2, but into Audacity. Very sensitive, and you have to set the volume levels just about right in order to get the right levels. As you can see, we're probably peaking at a certain point, but I can talk a little bit lighter, but the problem is you're probably going to hear a little bit more noise because, number one, you don't have a Griffin iMic. Number two, it isn't USB connected, and so it's going directly into the PC audio system there. So this is the Zoom H2 using its condenser microphones only on the front side going directly into Audacity as I pipe it through. So I'm not really using the portability of recording directly onto the SD card from the condenser mic in a portable mode. I'm actually using it to record directly onto the personal computer using Audacity. Okay, so we've seen the Zoom H2 used in its natural setting with its condenser mics going to the SD card, the high-capacity SD card internally, then transferring that to the personal computer storage area and then loading it into Audacity by importing it. This next one that we're doing now is by using the Zoom H2 just as a microphone, tied in, recording directly into Audacity, and not having to import any audio. Let's now go to the MXL microphone. That's the MXL 007 USB microphone connector. It's a condenser microphone, but does not require Phantom Power. And let's see how that compares to these, and then we'll go to the dueling banjos. That is the dueling AT2020s, the Audio-Technica 2020 microphones. One, an XLR microphone condenser mic that requires Phantom Power, and we'll pipe it through with a Behringer 802 mixer, and the other one will be just a regular USB connection directly into Audacity, and we'll do the recordings there. Thank you. Hi, this is Fred Castaneda, and I'm talking to you through the MXL 007 USB condenser microphone. What happened is I normally just take this condenser microphone, plug it into the USB port, bring up Audacity, and start talking, and it records very easily. I'm recording at 44.1 kilohertz, 32-bit rate. However, there was a little bit of mix-up. I tried to record with the Zoom H2 using the USB interface. After going through that, I had to then go and reconfigure it. Now, the manual that comes with the MXL007 USB mic was very good in being able to go and test the setup using Windows Sound Recorder. And then if that didn't work, which it didn't, by the way, you go into the Windows Audio Properties dialog window, and then you ensure that the sound recording is set to the USB audio codec and that the sound playback is sent for the card in the computer. Then everything was fine and it started playing again. Normally, this would not take anything for me to do because it stays there as the default. So that's how we got the USB microphone here, and I'm standing about maybe 4 inches away from the USB mic, talking in a normal voice, and also having the pop filter between me and the microphone. Obviously, a pop filter with this kind of a condenser microphone is definitely recommended. The next thing we're going to try and do is we're going to try and take the Audio-Technica 2020 USB mic, and we're going to try and do the same thing. Right now, it's set up to take this particular mic, and basically, it should take any kind of microphone that is going to be USB connected, plop it in, and be able to then just record directly into Audacity and bring you that kind of quality. So right now, we're recording directly into Audacity from the MXL007 USB microphone. And the next one we're going to try is the Audio-Technica 2020 microphone. Because of the sensitivity of the microphone, you may hear some background ambient noise, and that's nothing more than fans upstairs. It can pick that up, and that's how sensitive the AT2020, that is the Audio-Technica 2020 studio mic, condenser microphone with the XLR jack. And the configuration that I have right now that I'm testing this on, I'm about 4 inches from the mic, same as I was with the MXL007. Scratching my nose here a little bit so that you can even see what it's ruffled, how the different sound is in front of the pop filter. But you can see that the sound here is a little bit different. It picks up a lot of ambient noise. It's a very sensitive microphone. And you can, let me tell you the configuration here. As I'm talking into the Audio-Technica 2020 studio mic, condenser microphone, XLR jack, it's plugged into a Behringer 802 mixer. Has a capability to attach two XLR mics as well as phantom power. And the phantom power is what I'm using right now with the Audio-Technica 2020 studio mic condenser microphone from Audio-Technica in this manner. I've got it on a studio arm and it's behind my pop filter. So here's how you look at it. The other comparisons we make are not only this one, but the Audio-Technica 2020 USB mic, its counterpart, which is a condenser microphone also, but in USB connectivity and does not require phantom power. And then we also have the MXL007 microphone. That's a USB connected microphone condenser mic as well, which does not need phantom power. And how did I configure this? Well, I just took a Griffin iMic with the RCA jacks that plug from the Griffin iMic to even deaden some more of the noise, and plugged that into the 802 mixer into the output area. And then I've got my phones here so I can listen to myself and make sure that the sound is coming through. I'm looking at the waves as I'm recording on Audacity, and they seem to be pretty consistent. And then I also have the 802 Behringer mixer on all the proper settings for recording and capturing on Audacity. Hopefully that'll give you an idea. Now, the air conditioner upstairs just turned off. Maybe you could hear that it's a little bit less noisy than before, but this one is sensitive. There are fans in the next room, there are fans upstairs, and it did pick them up. So as far as sensitivity goes, this Audio-Technica mic is quite sensitive. And there it is. You heard the refrigerator just click on. Ambient noise again with this sensitive mic. Now with that, let's go to the next microphone. So let's change again and let you compare. Okay, this is Fred Castaneda, and I'm talking to you now from the Audio-Technica AT2020 USB microphone. It just came in. They just delivered it. I unpacked it, took it out of its case, set it up with the tripod, connected the USB connector, then plugged it directly into the computer's USB port, and now I'm into Audacity. Strange to say that even the when I see the waveforms in Audacity as it's recording, they're not as, shall we say, strong as the waves even in the MXL 007 mic, or even in its counterpart, the AT2020 XLR phantom-powered studio mic, the condenser microphone. So this will give you an idea of what the AT2020 USB studio mic is all about and how it fares. Now, the difference is that the AT2020 USB microphone has a blue light at the front when you're talking directly to it. And I'm trying to find the correct angle so that I can get the largest wave or the most consistent, strongest wave here, waveform, as it's recording. The MXL mic has a red light to the front that tells you when it's powered on. And so there was nothing left to do except just put it into the USB port, get the USB connector, insert it into the USB port of the laptop or the personal computer that you have, and then go straight to Audacity and begin recording on that particular track. And it's recording now in stereo, so you'll be hearing that. And even though I'm only about, I had to get about maybe 2 to 3 inches away from the mic to see anything close to the consistent waveform, and I have to speak just a little bit louder, so the sensitivity of this one is definitely nothing compared to its bigger brother. And of course, that's because this, and by the way, I purposely turned on the air conditioning here so you could see if you can hear the ambient noise. Remember, we had air conditioning that was in the background for the AT2020 XLR studio mic, and it picked it up quite sensitively. And here, let's see if you can find the noise when it comes back on. So now you've seen all three different types of microphones. And you've seen them in actually 5 different environments. The 2 with the Zoom H2 recorder, 2 with the AT2020, both types of microphones, the USB connector as well as the XLR, and then the MXL 007 USB connected microphone. If it were up to me, I would say that, believe it or not, the one that sounds the most clear to me when I put it into Audacity and start editing it without getting into levelation, before I go to levelate it or to do any kind of equalization or compression, or the best sound that I have still comes, and it's a very close race between the Zoom H2 and native format storing it on the SD card, that high capacity SD card, and then the MXL USB microphone. Although the AT2020 studio mic is a very sensitive mic and is very good for low voice with people who have soft voices, the AT2020 as well as the MXL 007 USB microphones can handle somebody with a loud enough voice, and is definitely great for an interview that you would have with somebody who's sitting with you at the table. However, nothing compares like the Zoom H2 if you want to get close and personal. As a matter of fact, I've done a lot of my podcasts by using the Zoom H2, even though I had the AT2020 XLR studio mic there with my mixer. And for a while, it was just collecting dust because it was so much easier to use the Zoom H2, and the quality was just as good. Anyway, Dave Jackson, thank you very much for allowing me to review these microphones for you. Now people can get a sense of what the sounds are like in approximately the same settings, 4 inches away, pop filter in between the mic and the speaker, and also just import it into Audacity, one right after the other, so that you can get a feeling of how they sound without levelation. Thank you very much, Dave, and take care. School of Podcasting. The question I have for you, Dave, is class dismissed? And oh, by the way, Dave, before I leave, I want to let you know I do have my last 5 and 5. I just listened to Tech 5. That happens to be the 5-minute rap that's given by John C. Dvorak. Then I listened to Technology and You. That's Steve Wallstrom's column on Business Week that talks about high tech. And then, of course, I listened to Marketing Online Live with Paul Golligan and Alex Mandojan. They were talking about how to do a double ender, but they didn't call it that. They called it a portable studio or virtual studio. Interesting way to talk about a double ender, and I guess they did it purposely so that the people who are not into podcasting would never even know what a double ender is. Probably a lot of people with, shall we say, suspicious minds would think that that's some kind of kinky position in some kind of orgy. And then the 4th podcast I listened to was, of course, the School of Podcasting's Morning Announcements, and the last one that I listened to was Manager Tools, when they talked about how to pack when you're going on a business trip. There's my last 5 and 5, Dave, so take care, and I will be giving you updates from the New Media Expo every day. I'll be recording them in the evening and publishing them in the morning. So if you want a daily account of what's going on, what's being announced, who's there, and the latest happenings, tune in to www.strugglingentrepreneur.com. This is Fred Castaneda, and thanks for letting me review these mics.
Awesome job, Fred. Thank you very much. Wow, very cool stuff. Now, see me? And if you're wondering, a Zoom H2 runs about $199. These prices are from Same Day Music, and you can find Same Day Music. Just go to schoolofpodcasting.com/Same Day Music, or again, go to the show notes. A Zoom H2, $199. The AT2020 non-USB version, $99. The USB version of the 2020 microphone, $150. The USB MXL 007, $190. And Fred said he liked the H2 where you just record into those microphones. I gotta say, I'm with you on that. I really like that. Nice bottom end. And I've been on the Struggling Entrepreneur, and it's a really great little device. The other one I liked the 2020. I thought the MXL 007 didn't have as much bottom end as the H2 or the 2020, but yeah, the problem with condenser microphones are they are so sensitive. I've been talking about that for months on this podcast. That's why I have a noise gate, and it's my fan gets picked up all the time, things of that nature. So and there are alternatives. There are things like dynamic microphones. You could have a Shure SM58. You could have if you've got the budget for it, there's the Heil PR40. It's a phenomenal dynamic microphone. It's also about $300, though. Yeah. So thank you very much, Fred. I will have links to all of Fred's websites, all of his podcasts, and his last 5 and 5, a nice little added bonus there. And have fun at the expo. Keep me posted. And yes, Fred, now class is dismissed. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you again next week, probably with my interview from the Ohio State media class. So thank you very much for tuning in. If you'd like to start your own podcast, come by and visit me at schoolofpodcasting.com. Or if you'd like to see everything that I am doing in podcasting, just go to personalpodcastcoach.com. Thanks for tuning in. And seriously, I'm not kidding this time. Ring the bell. There you go. Class dismissed.